This is Cincinnati Edition on 91.7 WVXU. I'm Mark Haney. After months of speculation, former Ohio Governor Ted Strickland made it official this morning. He is going to run for the U.S. Senate. And here to give us the details is WVXU political reporter Howard Wilkinson. Howard, good to see you.
Good to be here, Mark.
Howard, Strickland is now 73 years old, so yes. Does this come as a surprise that he's going to run?
Well, I suppose in some ways it does. I mean, he's a very political person. He served in Congress for 12 years. He was governor of Ohio for 4 years. He lost a bid for a second term in 2010 by only 2 percentage points. And I think he's always had that taste in his mouth that maybe he wants to try to go out as a winner. Now, this is a big, big gamble.
So you think that maybe that close re-election loss for Ohio governor may have played a part in his decision?
I think so. I think it's probably in his mind that, he wants to try to end his political career as somebody who was elected and not defeated.
Now, it seems like Strickland's GOP opponents have been preparing ahead for a run by Strickland, so they certainly aren't surprised by this, are they?
No, they're not surprised at all. I mean, this talk has been going on for several months. They were ready. I mean, actually, the moment he put a release out this morning with these websites from the Ohio Republican Party and from the Portman Campaign Committee, which were kind of anti-Strickland websites, counter his announcement.
Now, why does Strickland say he wants to run, and what are some of the key issues that he's going to run on?
Well, I mean, he talks about the same things he's always talked about, and he talks about middle-class families and giving people opportunities. He talks about, young people and making it affordable for them to go to college, to be able to find jobs in Ohio that will keep them here and not have to leave the state in order to make livings and raise families. I mean, it's a standard Democratic campaign theme so far, but we're very early into this thing.
So this is going to set up a primary between Ted Strickland and P.G. Sittenfeld,
yes,
who's already announced that he's running for that position. Have we had any reaction from Sittenfeld's campaign or from the Ohio Democratic Party?
No, we really haven't heard anything from Sittenfeld's campaign. I mean, P.G. Sittenfeld is going about his business now. I mean, he's at city council right now at a council meeting, but he's been raising money, quite a bit of money. He's put together a campaign organization, hired some professional people to run it, and, appears to be, so far at least, ignoring all of this Ted Strickland talk.
Is a primary something that, is that something that the Democratic Party would want to avoid?
Well, I think every political party wants to avoid a divisive primary. Sometimes it can be good for a party. It can fine-tune a candidate and get him ready for a general election. Other times it can just divide the party and sap the resources of a candidate who actually wins and make it more difficult for that person to run in the fall. So, all things considered, they'd rather avoid it. But, it's in many cases inevitable.
Now, Strickland has a long political resume, so I think that would give him somewhat of a boost. And you could say that Sittenfeld brings youth and new ideas, and that would be the thing that gives him a boost in this.
Right.
Just how tough, though, is it going to be for either one of them to take on Portman?
Well, it's going to be very tough. I mean, at the end of the year, Rob Portman had about nearly $6 million in the bank. And just recently, an independent committee, independent of his campaign, was formed that says it's going to raise anywhere from $5 to $10 million or maybe more to spend probably tearing down whoever the Democratic candidate might be and thus helping Portman. They're not going to coordinate. They can't under federal law, but he's going to have all the money that he needs to run a campaign, and he is the incumbent.
Howard, thank you for joining us this afternoon.
Absolutely.
WVXU political reporter Howard Wilkinson. You can hear more local coverage of this story on All Things Considered with Bill Reinhart this afternoon, and you can read about it at WVXU.org.